on today's episode of The Breakaway, presented by Los Rios Community College District. Russell Ciceroni joins the podcast. We're excited to have him on. We go a little quick, but a good one. And a reminder, you can watch all episodes of The Breakaway on YouTube if you'd prefer to watch rather than listen on the Sacramento Republic FC YouTube page. Also, Beyond the 90, Episode 1 is out on YouTube as well. You can check that out. Subscribe on our YouTube channel to catch more of the content that we have. We talked to Russell about all kinds of stuff, playing alongside Trevor Ammon, his start to the year, as well as what it's like being in Sacramento in year two with the hair, and much, much more, all coming up on today's episode. Today's episode of The Breakaway is brought to you by UC Davis Health, where care goes beyond hospital and clinic walls to advance health and wellness. Because better health takes more than healthcare, it's having access to healthy food, supporting communities, and believing in better. Learn more at believe.ucdavis.edu. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams and advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you.
33.
Are you shocked by that?
Yeah, I am shocked by that.
We had a lot of questions prepared we were nervous, and he was great.
Yeah, because you're nervous that he was quiet, yeah.
But he was, he's just a quiet talker. He was actually pretty talkative.
That's what I heard. I haven't listened to that one yet, but.
So, you don't have to lie to me and say you listen, bro.
I do listen to most of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
But I haven't listened to that one yet.
How are you, man? Good to see you.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Thanks for joining on. Sorry, we didn't really do an open, but that's okay. Thanks for being back, man. I'm excited to chat with you. You want to know can you guess what my first question is going to be?
Am I growing my hair back out?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about. What's up with the hair change? We talked about this last time you had on, like the flow is nice. You cut it this year. How are you liking it this year? What's the game plan?
Yeah, it's a day by day thing. Don't really have a set game plan yet.
Okay.
Annoying to have to go to the barbershop and get something cut and stuff like that, but also annoying to have to deal with a lot of hair. So I'm kind of in an in-between stage.
Yeah.
But we're doing pretty well with the cut hair.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's up in the air.
I mean, that makes sense. Are you a superstitious guy where you're like, if I did it this way for a couple games, scored a couple goals, we win, like I'm out, I'm doing that? Or are you...
You know, I pick and choose what I'm superstitious about.
Really?
So, I have my set routine and what I eat and stuff like that before the game, and that can never change. But
what's that?
I mean, it's super lame. It's just chicken and rice with, an avocado or banana. And then just, the timing of everything of when I have, the pre-workout that I take before games and stuff, when I have that, it's got to be right on the dot. And, I don't know, just certain things. And then other things,
Is the hair not one of them?
I guess it's not. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it hasn't been bothering me, so yeah.
Well, you got married in the offseason. Congrats.
I did. Thank you.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you have enough time? It was in January, right?
Yeah, it was in January. January 13th.
January 13th. Right on.
We did not go on a honeymoon. And yet, we still have yet to plan one. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's working on that? Is anybody? Nobody? Neither?
Well, since I did most of the work on the wedding. No, I'm joking. I did nothing. Yeah. No, I did. I did probably the bare minimum on the wedding. No, not the bare minimum. I did my part, but she definitely did most of the work.
Yeah.
So I guess this will fall onto my shoulders a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any ideas? You guys have kind of tropical, is it?
Yeah, definitely tropical, I think.
Speaking of tropical, you're looking tan.
You know what? I hang out by the pool a lot here. Yeah. So when the weather's gotten nice.
You spent a lot of time in Buffalo and Michigan. I would imagine you got to enjoy some sun a little bit, right?
Yeah. So I'm trying to become a bronze boy. That's what they call them, I guess. So,
Oh, man. All right, year two in Sacramento so far. Team's obviously off to a good start, undefeated, first in the West. For you, year two in Sac versus year one, what's been the biggest difference for you?
I think I just – obviously when you're around the same guys and the same staff and the same environment for a long time, you get a little bit more comfortable, and that's just how I feel now. I feel like this is home. I'm a little bit more settled, and it just puts me at ease a little bit, I'd say.
What about you know, you guys go into training camp, you go into this your second year here, and a lot of the same group of guys, and you're one of those returning guys. Then you have some of the newer players coming in with Trevor, Jared, a couple others as well. What was it like to kind of know both sides? Like, all right, I am a returner. I know a lot of these guys, and some of these new guys, I kind of know what they're going through because you were a guy last year who was one of the few coming into the new group.
Yeah, I mean, I know for like as a new guy coming in, you always are like very adamant to impress people right away and show your stuff. And so I know that the guys were going to come in and work hard like that. But to have as many returners as we did, we could just make it a comfortable place for them. We can just like really bring them into our chemistry and show them just that like we're a really strong squad, but we're a really supportive squad, and we're going to grow together.
The big win this last weekend. Orange County been a team that we've struggled with the last couple of years. It feels like I think you guys kind of felt that a little bit. Obviously, opening night last year at Hughes, there was a little bit of bad taste in your mouth maybe from Orange County. And it seems like you guys went down there with a message to send. Is that true? Or you guys just kind of went in, hey, we want to just completely dominate this game from opening kick, literally, to final whistle?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year we lost both of them, so that's always frustrating. So, and us both being at the top of the table, that obviously meant a lot, but mm-hmm. Our mindset was we're gonna play our game plan. We're gonna try to express what we know we can, which is dominate the game, dominate all aspects of it, and try to just show our intensity, show our fight. And I think that's what we did when we went down there.
Scored in 14 and a half seconds.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was that a part of the game plan? Does that just? I mean, it was a little bit of luck involved. Rhoda obviously had that great interception that led to an assist, but was that a big focus point for Mark Briggs going into the game, like, hey, we want to jump on these guys early?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want to set the tone of the match. We want to show that we're going to be intense and it's going to be a long night for them. So we knew we were going to go long and try to put them under pressure in that far right corner. And yeah, it's a little bit of a luck, but it's also the work that we're putting in to get into those positions, and for us to cover that ground, and for Rohrer to cover that ground to win a second ball, and for Trevor to make that run and put it in the box. It's what we work on all week. So I guess there's a little bit of a luck, but
sure,
it's luck that we build ourselves.
Right. Yeah. And then is that the fastest goal you've ever seen scored? Do you think?
Alive, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously I can watch them on YouTube
right,
or whatever.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. But I meant like you've never seen one that you've been a part of.
No. No, that's the fastest I've ever been a part of for sure.
Wow. Yeah. What's the fastest goal you've ever scored personally? Do you know? Like, is there maybe like 30 seconds or? No,
no.
Minutes?
I think maybe I've scored an under the first minute, but
yeah.
Never professionally.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, it felt like, and we've heard Mark Briggs talk about this. One of the goals he wanted to do last year, or coming into this year, excuse me, is have the possession a little bit more, have the ball a little bit more, and it seems like that has been a focal point throughout the beginning part of this season. How has that changed the way you've played early on?
Yeah, I think like from the beginning of preseason, we definitely implemented that into our game plan, that we want to be able to control the ball for majority of the game. And so last year we were dealing with a lot of injuries at the number nine position, so I've been able to go into my more comfortable, which is like the 10 or yeah, the winger position. And our 10s, we just, like, me and Roar are playing there right now a lot, and what we do is we just drop into the midfield and we just create a numbers up situation. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a lot of passing options and our and a lot of guys who are really comfortable on the ball in there. And so I think that's the biggest way it's affected.
You mentioned you had to play the nine quite a bit last year. Having Trevor have such a good start, does that give you a little bit of excitement? Like, hey, I can actually play in the position I'm a little bit more comfortable with?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't say I didn't enjoy playing the nine, but it's
sure,
just not my strongest position.
Right.
So just being able to be in what I feel is my strongest just gives me a little bit more confident. And when a guy is putting the ball in the back of the net as consistently as he is, it just takes a lot of pressure off the team, and it's good for the group.
Made in the Shade Tent Rentals is your number one choice for tent rentals in Sacramento and throughout Northern California. From concerts, festivals, to corporate events, outdoor dining, to private special events, construction, manufacturing, farming, whenever you need shade, whatever the occasion, we've got you covered. Visit madeshade.com to inquire about the options. That's madeshade.com. Well, it seems like in terms of that front group of three of you guys, you, Roro, Trevor, amongst the tops in the leagues in terms of teams I would not want to face. You obviously had a great year last year, coming into a good year this year as well, had a couple unlucky finishes early on in the year, but you get that goal against Colorado, which was a screamer, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
And then get the assist the same game. And then, you know, we've seen Roro start to get some assists. So it seems like everybody's had a couple good games together. Trevor's had a couple as well. And now, hopefully, you guys can all start to really put it together. Because how long does it truly take for you guys all to feel really comfortable with one another, knowing, okay, they're going to make this run. He's going to make a near post run. I'm going to go far post or vice versa. How long does that take for you to get that?
I don't think there's like a set timeline, obviously, but I feel like we're pretty comfortable with each other now. I know what Roro likes to do, obviously, because I played with him so much, and now I'm getting a really good understanding of what Trevor likes to do. And in terms of like the goals and stuff like that, I mean, I haven't put up quite the numbers that I have, but I still pretty much every game I go into, I feel like I'm the most dangerous guy on the pitch. And
100%. You should.
And so, like, I know they'll come if I keep doing the right things. And and as long as the group's winning like we are, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, you know, teams are probably game planning. They're probably thinking, all right, we got to stop Russell. We got to stop Russell. We got to stop Russell. That's allowing Trevor to get free. And now that he's had a good start, I feel like it's going to be good for both you guys, because they're going to – it's going to be very hard to have to pick one or the other of you guys, right?
Yeah.
And Roro's such a
good passer. We just have such a strong team that there's not really many weaknesses that they can exploit, and they have to be able to match us all up.
Aldair scored his first career goal
awesome.
Last game. You were the first one to celebrate there with him. You're right next to him there. What was that moment like?
Yeah, it's awesome, because you see the amount of – he's such a hard-working kid. He's such a nice kid, and always brings such a good energy and such a good vibe into the training each day. And for him to score a goal like that and in a game like that is it was awesome. It was goosebump stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And obviously it was a big goal to go up 2-0, kind of put the nail in the coffin,
absolutely,
so to speak, a little bit. And I mean, it's been interesting to see, and I don't know if this is actually part of the game plan, but we've been seeing like some higher arcing crosses this year from Roro, from Jack. Is there any specific reasoning behind that? Maybe you don't have to tell me if we don't want to give away strategy. Have you noticed that as well?
Well, we always want our wingbacks to get really high and become like another attacker in the play. And when they do that, a lot of times they go on mark. So if we're hitting those, like the goal on the weekend was Jack to Aldair, which is wingback to wingback, which is like we game plan that and stuff like that. So it's just the width that we have in those positions to be able to make those passes, it really exploits teams.
Open Cup coming up. You got, obviously, the game this weekend, a couple games before the Open Cup. But is it starting to be, you know, you see the draw. I'm sure, do you guys even watch the draw, or are you just paying attention, kind of, okay, we play this team. Okay, great, we're at home. Here's who's in our group, that kind of thing. You have a pretty cool group name this year.
The group name, we were giving Roro a really hard time on that one. We weren't able to actually watch the draw because it was right in training, but Andre, a member of the staff, had it up on his phone, and he kind of just screamed it out to us, and we had a small celebration right there that we got a home game, and then it was back to business.
Yep.
But no, we're excited for it, for sure.
All right, let's talk about a little bit other things. I'm curious, so Buffalo, Michigan – You know, you're a cold weather guy.
Yeah, I know.
What's it been like? Has the transition, it's been, you know, year two of this now, going through a Sacramento summer last year, was it tough
no,
for you? Or no,
I absolutely loved it. It's
really?
So good, yeah. I love the hot weather. My wife loves it as well, and it's, it'll be
what's it like going back after being in the
heat? I mean, I felt like a little bit of a wimp going back at first off, but I got used to it again really quickly, but then, like, just like that, I had enough of it. I was like, get me out of here again.
Yeah.
But I like the summers here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how hot it gets.
What were you able to explore and do last year that you're looking forward to this year that you've liked so far?
Well, we went up to like Napa, Sonoma a lot, which is really cool. It's so beautiful up there. We went to Tahoe. It was amazing. Got down to San Fran, got to Muir Woods, Muir Beach.
Oh, nice.
I did not do Carmel by the Sea, which is like number one on my list for this
year.
Oh,
really?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So
that's got to happen this year, right?
Mm-hmm,
you got a couple bye weeks in there.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Yeah. You'll get it in.
Yeah.
And then I want to ask you, because I've seen it as well, is as a Buffalo, you went to university. What was it? University of Buffalo?
At Buffalo.
At Buffalo.
Some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. that is did you go visit Niagara Falls at all or no?
Yeah, I went there a couple times, and then I had a bunch of friends that are from Canada, from Toronto, so whenever I would go to their house, we'd go through there or whatever.
Well, I've heard it's overrated.
I mean, it's pretty crazy the amount of water that
it's
just
getting
dumped.
No, I know, I'm just kidding. But it is better on the Canada side.
The view is better, much
way
better
on the Canada side.
Canada side.
I never saw it on the Canada side, I only saw it on the American side.
See, that's why.
I was was like, so are you a, so you, who's your sports, like, you went to Buffalo, obviously, but you're not a Buffalo
Detroit,
Bills fan.
Detroit.
Detroit all the way.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Everything. Ooh. Besides soccer, obviously, yeah.
Right. I mean, Dicchio's doing well with it.
Yeah, no, he is. Well. I'm happy for him. For
yeah, sure. He's doing well. Well, right now, a little bit of a tough sports city, right? Yeah, the Lions?
The Lions were good.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, the Wings, which is probably my favorite team out of Detroit.
Hockey. Right, you're a big hockey guy.
Yeah, yeah. They missed the playoff by 1 point. Oof. This year, which is hard. But they've been in a big rebuild, and I think we're getting there. Steve Yzerman is like a childhood hero as the GM now, yeah. So they're moving in the right direction.
All right.
But the Pistons are awful. I don't really follow baseball that much, so I don't know how the Tigers are doing.
So you rank it, goes NHL 1, who's NFL. 2, NFL 2.
Yeah.
And then I guess the Pistons, if they start to figure it out. Yeah.
Well, when I was growing up, the Pistons were sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the title in 04.
04, yeah. All five guys in the All-Star game and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was sick. That was a good time.
All right. Yeah. And what about, like, University of Michigan, Michigan State?
Well, you know, neither U of M or Michigan State wanted me out of high school, so I have a little bad taste in my mouth. But I do support them, but not one over the other.
You support both?
Yeah, if they're not playing each other and stuff like that, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Both my parents went to the University of Detroit, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. There's no like true affinity.
Right. Exactly.
I figured it would be. It's like a Cubs White Sox thing. It's kind of how I was predicting, right.
Nah,
but I guess it's not
for me.
No. We hear from Jack. You're part of the golf crew now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get invited to their.
What's up with that?
Their outing where the club was like sponsoring a hole and stuff stuff, but. I do play. I try to play at least like.
From what I heard, they're trying to recruit you for that fourth spot.
Exactly. Yeah. Now they're gonna have to pay a little bit, I think, to get me on that team. No, I'm excited to join them. I love that game. So.
Yeah. Who all goes out and plays with you guys?
I play with Shane a lot.
Okay.
But we got a lot of really good golfers. Connor, Jack, Nick Ross is good.
Yeah.
Who did we lose last year that I got the spot?
LaGrassa.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, makes sense.
So Matt's opening a spot up.
Yeah,
for me.
Nice. Well, from what I've heard, like tournament days is serious.
Yeah, they told me it was a great time, and I was a little annoyed that I wasn't invited.
Yeah,
so.
You should be. Yeah. Maybe we have to sponsor two teams. This
yeah,
year.
Exactly. Yeah,
but they Jack was like, no, you like these tournament days. Like we want to go win. So yeah. Like there's the joking stops as we get to the first tee box. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, Jack's probably getting pissed at everybody, you know. So.
Oh yeah. I'm sure. Hits it in the bunker. He starts swearing people out. Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. He told a story about he broke his driver by throwing the ball up in the air and hitting it. Mm-hmm. Like not a Happy Gilmore, but I guess. And
like
so,
a baseball type thing.
Yeah, like baseball. Exactly. And I was like, you don't do that at the tournament, right? Like we're going to have people come back like, these are Republic guys.
Yeah,
messing around. No.
No Republic gear.
No. Off-brand. Yeah. Off-brand. I wanted to ask you, too. We have a new sales initiative that's one of the coolest activations we have. It's called Final 15. I don't know if you know or heard about this.
I haven't heard this.
Okay. You've been a part of it a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
So the last 15 minutes, we have a group usually of like youth soccer team who are typically sitting in the higher seats because that's where our group seats are. Mm-hmm. Final 15 minutes, they get to come down in that basically that corner kick side on the far side into an empty area.
Yeah.
And after, I believe it was either game one or game two, you went over and like celebrated right in that area and took selfies with everybody.
Okay, yeah.
Made a huge, huge impact. So wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a couple cool pictures of you. I think you were taking the selfie yourself.
Right. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, so that whole area, they wanted me to mention that. It's all right, pretty cool.
I'll be back in that
You'll
corner
be back?
Then. Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to ask, too, about being back at home Saturday. Does it feel different to be at home than be away? Obviously, you know, you're at home, you're in front of your home fans, but like, do you treat the game day any differently from preparation standpoint?
No, I don't really treat it any different. I eat at the same time. I wake up,
Do you take your food on the road with you then?
No, but they have what I like to have the day of the game. Yeah. The hotel or the club provides what, and so I'm good on that sense. And then, so like everything, I keep everything the same. The amount of cups of coffee I have, everything stays the same. But
a normal amount of cup of coffee.
Not Vidiello amounts for sure. But obviously, there's just a little bit more enjoyment playing at home in front of your supporters, just in front of your friends, and in front of your family. So
watching you walk the sidelines after the games, you're highly touted by fans. Constantly wanting autographs and pictures and all the things like that. What's that like to go through?
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's awesome. You definitely feel the love here, and just makes you be able to play a little bit harder every single match.
Yeah.
And I'm I enjoy being here and I enjoy the fans. So
what I know you've worn number 10 in the past. You stuck with 11 this year, even though 10 was available. Any just wanted to keep it the same, or what was your thought process?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not super picky, but I mean, I've seen a lot of people that asked me to sign jerseys with my name and number on it. I'm like, I'm not going to get a different number after these guys paid this and stuff
gonna,
like that.
Yeah, but we're not going to mention somebody who did that.
Somebody did that
this year. This year's team. No.
No, I have no idea.
I would let you know that when I'm announcing lineups, I have to double take every time. Vitiello went from 31 to number 1.
Oh, no. Yeah, nobody's buying a goalie jersey, are they?
They're on sale this year.
Okay, well, you better not change again.
Clip that. Nobody's buying a goalie jersey.
Yeah, I know. They're going to get a lot of hate for that one, aren't they? All
right. We gave Vitiello a really hard time because I just posed the question to a couple people. Like, it's probably easier to be a new dad as a goalkeeper versus a position player. You're not running around as much. Right. That exhaustion isn't going to affect you.
He was probably heated by that.
He took a little offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my fault. It was a bad question. But
I give the goalies a hard time every day. So
do you really?
Yeah, so it's okay. Yeah.
It's not enough, huh?
No.
I will say Vitiello gave me some good beard advice. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it?
Don't try, basically.
Okay, yeah, yeah, nice. What a jerk.
No, he did. He was nice. To be fair, I deserved it after making the player. Like, I basically forced Jack into saying, like, yeah, he's probably not as tired as the rest of the
dads.
Yeah,
yeah, so, yeah. That's awesome.
Nick agreed. So, anyway. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. Excited to have you back on the podcast about almost a year since last time you were on?
Yeah.
Team's been playing well. You've been playing well. Man, the attack is dangerous. It's been a lot of fun. That Saturday's game, man, was a blast to watch.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting stuff, and we're only going to amp it up from here. So.
Love it, man. All right. I've been making each guest come up and ask, like, you have to come up with a question to ask me.
Dang it.
What's that?
Kevin Nagel style.
Does he do that?
What do I got for you? I don't know. This one's probably been asked, but what's the single best moment you've had since being at the club?
Ooh. Like, give me.
And it doesn't have to be just soccer. It could be back office stuff. What's the moment that you find the best that made you?
All right. Can I give some nominees?
Yeah.
We got a new initiative this year. I talked to you about it a while ago. With Milk in the Clock.
Yeah.
I when we came one. Up with that in a meeting, it was like, oh, that was pretty great. That doesn't really count, but I'm giving people a little behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm not going to get that. It's not even close. It's the it is close. We've had some, you know, really good memories. Mm-hmm. You know, the Open Cup run was obviously very special. I'm trying to think of something off the field.
Open Cup run was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Give me something off the field.
Off the field?
Yeah.
Couple years ago, this was like early on in my tenure at Republic. I was still a part-time employee at the time. We did a Make-A-Wish with a kid. His name's Matthew Harding, and he got to start in the game.
Oh, awesome.
And we did it. It was a really, really cool. It was against the lights, and they basically like came down. He like started the game, like played in the game, and he came down and scored a goal.
That's awesome.
And the place went nuts. Everybody's chanting his last name. Mm-hmm. It was very well done. It was excellent. That was very memorable. I'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. I think
that's a good one.
It's pretty awesome. We've had you know, a couple people who, like last year, we had a girl who was, I think, on her way or was had cancer, but and she announced the captain of like for she announced Roro.
Right.
We sent it down to her for her to announce it. That was cool.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of those little things, and those kind of things stick out for me.
Yeah, those
for
are
sure.
cool. Those
and
are
the
cool. Stuff.
The moments on the field obviously are unbelievable. The celebrations with the fans. You know, when we have a sold out crowd, man, it's like I always talk about it, it's like when we're ramped from like if it's like 8,000, it's loud. But then you get as it goes every 1,000, it's like
it's
like
electric.
Turn it up 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's what been my answer. Good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
What can I do? All right. Yeah. I should have told you that ahead of time. My bad. Now we got to edit around this.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Our thanks to Russell Cicerone for spending the time to join us on the podcast today. We thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Emil Guzman. Please rate, review, subscribe, follow on everywhere, really. Spotify, Apple, and of course on YouTube, as I mentioned in the open. We will see you tomorrow night for a big match, April 27th, against Loudoun United. Should be a fun one. Should be a good crowd and an exciting match. It'll be on Fox 40 as well as CBS Sports Golasso. We thank you for your support, and as always, go Republic!